Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
You have one new voice message. New voice messages.
Hello, Amber. It's TV Trotter Jones here. Now, I've already been on the BBC Primetime Drama, but I really need some lessons about how to step up to a Hollywood level, and you're the person to do it. So, and you're wondering if I can do a few one-on-one lessons. What do you think? See you later and love you lots.
Deleted.
Hello and welcome to Daddy Look At Me,
a podcast where myself, Helen Bauer, and Rosie Jones sit down and talk to our favourite people from the world of showbiz about attention, childhood, and of course, daddy.
Great to have you here. Now let's crack on with the show.
Welcome to Daddy Look At Me. Ayo!
Yeah.
See, no, we haven't introduced you yet. Oh my God.
You ruined it.
Rosie, we've got to be kind to the guests at first.
No, I don't know her, so at the moment... I don't like her. I need to get to know.
I've got to prove myself. I get it.
So this week our guest is someone that Rosie doesn't know, even though she has already asked our guest if she could smell her farts. It's a loving environment.
I'll be honest now. I know you for 10 minutes. I love you.
Oh, that was nice. God. In fact, we all love her.
Yeah.
She's the queen of all of our hearts. She's a great actress and a good friend of mine, not Rosie's. It's Gwyneth Keyworth! Yay! Hi, Gwyneth. How are you?
I'm good. I'm not too bad. Yeah.
Are you excited to go see Celine Dion with me?
Oh my God, I am. It's going to be so good.
What?
Have you been on her Instagram recently? Because she's smashing out some serious outfits.
We're going to see Celine Dion together. Sorry, Rosie. We're going in July.
Can I come?
Nope.
Can I come?
I think I have a really horrible tendency to talk about things that I'm doing that Rosie's not invited to in front of her. Because basically for New Year's this year, I had a party and I didn't invite Rosie, but she was in London by herself. And I thought she was in Yorkshire. And it's like turned out to be this massive issue.
Yes.
You wouldn't have come anyway. It's too far.
I just spent New Year's Eve all on my own.
Okay.
Crying.
I just don't believe that. I really think you were like having a crazy good party and you invite people around yours and I just got the dregs. Like I didn't have a great guest list. Anyway.
Hey, I was invited.
And didn't attend. Very important.
But you were invited.
I'm a lot closer with Gwyneth than I am with you. I really enjoy her company. Gwyneth, we want to hear all your stories about being an attention-seeking child, because me and Rosie, unfortunately, have realised we've got horrible tendencies of doing anything to get our daddy's attention.
Yeah.
You've met my dad.
Yeah.
You've met Michael Bauer. He's not a man who enjoys attention on him or enjoys me doing a show around him.
Yeah.
But God damn it, I'm 28 now and I will continue my song. Were you a showy child?
Probably. No, well, like, I know that when I was really small, apparently I was quite shy. I'm not sure how much I believe that though. I also know that I used to sit at the edge. I used to at the bottom of the garden. I used to sit on the gate and sing, "I've got no friends," to call the children towards me, like some sort of Pied Piper. Trying to, "He has got friends. I just want friends." No one came.
You must be a legend of Aberystwyth.
Remember the sad singing girl of Aber? Oh my God, 1994.
And when I got landed with the sister, I was like, "Yes, a friend," and she fucking hates me.
Shout out to Gwawr Kiwa, the best little sister of all time.
She is a ledge. I love her a lot.
Hi Gwawr. I think that's good that you created your own songs though. Did it work? Did people come?
No one came. It was like, it's character forming, right?
So did you play on your own a lot?
Yeah. Big time imagination. I was in a long term relationship with, you know, the fox in Robin Hood.
Yes.
Oh my god.
Robin Hood.
So playing
the
couch
from Robin Hood.
Playing the cash. He was a sexy fox, man. He's a sexy fox.
All in the eyebrows.
Oh, I love a good eyebrow.
I never thought about it like that.
Great eyebrow.
I like Clucky. You know, the hen that Maid Marian plays badminton with, and she keeps on getting... Oh, I love how Jack, our producer, is just like nodding, and that creeper like, "Yeah, Clucky!
Clucky,
good tits for a chicken." Oi, 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 oi! Clucky was so cute.
Say hi!
Fleming.
I had a big crush on Bambi.
The little deer that lost his mum.
But only when his mum died.
Yeah, that's a predator sign. That's what that is. Don't cry, Bambi. I'll take care of you.
I will care for you. I do like them vulnerable.
Yeah. You know what? There's nothing better than a vulnerable baby deer. Don't worry. I'll be your mummy and daddy. My name's Rosie. Let's fuck. I'll smash your puss, bitch. No, Rosie.
I'm trying.
I used to love watching Disney films and singing along to them, though. I would insist on dividing up the characters at the beginning of watching those things. Like, I still do it now. When you're having a sing song in the car with your friends, I'm like, no, but before we start, which part are you going to be? Just to be clear, don't sing over me. Yes, exactly. And were you always Robin in Robin Hood?
Yeah. No. I was sort of alone. I was Gwyneth. I loved. Remember, I've told you this. I loved Pocahontas.
Oh wait, I was wondering if you were going to say that.
My absolute hero was. I was like, Pocahontas. Like, she's free. She's wild.
So great.
And Pocahontas came out just as my sister. This is so bad. I'm so sorry.
I'm not going to look at you when you say this.
I lived life as Pocahontas. Yeah. I wore that costume every day. Yeah. Every day. And then I got landed with a sister, which I expected was going to be my friend, and was just a red potato. I mean, she was just a screaming red potato. But my parents were like, "She's your sister. She's your friend. Be nice to her." And I was like, "Well, I'll cast her in Pocahontas." So at times she was Grandmother Willow, and God bless her, she was sometimes John Smith. And I had to break it to her that you were there. And I had to be like, "I'm really sorry, Gwawr. Your first snog was stolen from you."
Gwyneth open mouth kissed her baby sister, and she was just there, a newborn, unable to move. Gwyneth snogged her.
She hates me.
I think it's good that you cast her in a lead role, though.
Lead role. I was also, screw gender binary. I was like, you can be strong, powerful.
Screw binary. Gender binary?
That's the thing. When they now they're doing all that cross casting.
Yeah.
I love that. So is she still Now you're John Smith.
No, God, no. I'm going to say it was like one time, okay? And I was like, I wasn't like a predator. I'm a bit older than that, but not like screaming weird. It wasn't weird. I apologized a lot, okay?
But Gwow has turned out fine. I think she's really, a strong, powerful like, woman. She's a strong, powerful woman.
Yeah. And she's taking no shit from me.
I think it's cool. Were you in school plays when you were younger?
Oh, yeah.
Every single one?
All of them. Oh my God. Plays.
What was the first one you remember?
Mowgli. I was Mowgli.
See, this is the thing. I think school plays from our generation are just racially insensitive.
Oh, no, it was bad. It was bad. And it was because I was the only one with dark hair. It was not sensitive.
She's an Indian jungle boy.
It was just... I wrote the Christmas play.
Dang.
How old? I was year four, so what's that?
No!
Yeah. I made the angels, rock stars.
That's like six years old.
No, it's not. No. It's like you're ten.
Is it ten?
It was all in the Welsh language as well. Don't worry about it, guys.
Can you give us a little bit? Do you remember any of it?
That was Herod's song. I cast my sister as an angel and she flashed everyone. My production down.
was it like everyone in the school was in it?
No, it was like, it was my chapel. I used to go to chapel. But school never really, I tried to get into like more school plays, but they were always like, you're really weird. I didn't ever get the main part ever in anything. I did a lot of youth theatre though, so like,
that makes it better.
That's where I did Mowgli.
I feel at school you want to show off your talent. Like, I was not big in the school plays at school.
No.
But it was all I wanted.
That
was everything to me, and everyone knew it, so it was really embarrassing. So I was the daughter of the Anne Bauer School of Drama. I should have been in every school play. No. Really sad, actually.
Oh my God.
And it's frustrating because I was in Nativities as well, and I went to mixed schools and I played Joseph twice.
Because
I'm a hefty woman.
No,
because I was a slight little waif of an anorexic 4-year-old. Yeah. I was
afraid of food.
No, I was Joseph. I think because I had a loud and clear voice. I was a goose one year though. Nice. That was great.
Ooh. Great.
That was one of the big roles.
The big ones.
For me, 3 years in a row, I played old disabled lady.
In the
Wow.
We did not have an old disabled lady in our
No one did.
What did you have to do?
So there's no room in the inn.
Oh, you're the innkeeper?
But they said you're the old disabled lady.
To little Rosie?
Yeah.
Oh my God.
No, disabled lady.
You're a young disabled girl.
Oh, you're a young disabled lady.
I'd let you be Mary.
Oh my God.
I think
God.
You'd have been a cute Mary.
Yeah.
But Mary
That would have been
I always feel like the bitchy girls got Mary and they sort of like dined out on it until like year 11.
I was never Mary. Mary. I was one of the wise men once.
That's a good role.
Good role. That was
what,
peak.
What did you get? G, F, or M?
I only know them in Welsh. I'm missing it. this is like when Christmas makes me panic a bit because I don't know the carols in English.
Really?
Yeah. I know the tune, but I'm like, I have no idea how the words fit in. So I'll just sort of sing quietly in Welsh and I feel like...
Nadolig clawen to you, my love. Is that right?
Yeah, you nailed it, mate.
Okay. Cal. What was your youth theatre like?
It was great. I had that was the best time.
Did you start like super young? Were your parents like, we need to like, she needs to stop making out with Gwau.
I don't think they know that that's Gwau. But then they were like, they definitely were like, oh, she's a bit weird. So let's like channel her energy into something. And
I don't think you're weird. I just think you like singing songs about being lonely at the end of the garden. Yeah. I have no friends.
I have no friends. Please can I have some friends? I pretended to be like, I told my whole school I was Portuguese. I told everyone, and I was going around, and because it's like West Wales and there isn't, I'll be honest, it isn't that, you know, there's not that, the demographics are pretty slim.
No one's surprised
Welsh
by
people.
That we're all
but I used to just go around and just make up noises, and I got asked to do a school assembly because someone had told, they were like, oh yeah, Gwyneth's Portuguese. Despite the fact that I was best friends with the headmaster's daughter, they were like, Gwyneth, do you mind doing an assembly on your
culture?
On your culture? And I had to be like, oh crap, like, because I'd just been going around being like,
oh my god,
so insensitive.
And everyone was just okay with it.
Everyone was like, yeah, Gwyneth's Portuguese, like, have you seen her? Yeah, she's
Gwyneth probably is actually a very popular name in Portugal.
Gwyneth Keyworth sounds really Portuguese, mate. Sounds really Portuguese.
So
that's horrendous.
I didn't end up doing it. Don't worry. I'm like, I drew the line. Yeah. But
oh great, you chose dignity.
I did do like, I remember I was desperate for attention. Like I just wanted to make people laugh a lot.
Oh my god, preach.
I did a school assembly. Have you ever heard of the Eisteddfod?
Yeah, like, it's like Bristol Eisteddfod. Yeah. It's like a speech and drama festival.
It's like a speech and drama cultural poetry thing. And we had a school one. We had to do one where it's like, I don't know, we had to do like a sketch show thing, and I decided I was going to be Tom Jones because I was the smallest.
Yes,
but I went.
Can
way
I just quickly
too
point something out here? There's a lot of I decided I was going to be this. I cast them with this. I wrote this. There's a lot of control issues as well. Carrying on. I decided it was going to be Tom Jones because I was the smallest. I decided I was going to be Morgan because I was the darkest. I decided I was Portuguese.
I didn't decide Mowgli. That was
Did you fight
on
it?
Me.
No.
I was the lead, goddammit.
Some people do evil things. Some people see evil things happening and let them happen. It's the same thing. You decided you were Tom Jones.
So I decided I was Tom Jones. And then for my starring role, I took the hair off my hairbrush and like pressed it to my chest to give myself. So no wonder I had no friends, because everyone's like, who the hell does that? That is so gross.
It's a commitment to character.
I'm so committed. I like chilled out a lot after puberty, which didn't happen until I was 16.
What song did you sing with that?
I sang Delilah in Welsh. Pam, oh, Pam, Delilah. No, 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 no.
Did you win?
No. It's so sad. So sad.
Did you never do these Eisteddfod things?
No!
Like, did your school ever do like a festival, and instead, like, you know how people do like dance competitions, like Dance Month?
Yeah.
You can do that with like poetry reading or like sketches or improv, and it's like this big, it's a really weirdly like competitive world.
It is like.
But I need to do it now.
Yeah. I honestly think you're out of the age bracket.
No. No, you could do the national. You could do the national. You just have to do it in the Welsh language.
Right.
So if you could get your tongue around that, that'd be good.
Easy.
Can you say anything in Welsh?
Yeah?
Was that a word?
Yeah.
It's a no. It's a no from me.
Well, okay, you're going to make her feel bad about that, but you
vowel.
Think your Portuguese is absolutely fine.
Yeah, that's right. But I do have two hairbrushes at home. And they are full of hair.
So
I'm ready.
Okay.
I do love pulling hair out my hairbrush. I've never pulled it out and like had a like thought of like sticking it on my body.
I know.
But it is satisfying.
I regret saying
no.
I just regret saying
don't regret
story.
It.
No.
Like,
I do.
Yeah.
I do.
I mean, we're impressed.
I was a gross gal. What can I say? I still am.
It's not so much gross. It's just more like, it's Why? Such a commitment to the role, and also like I feel around that age people didn't want to play those roles. Like, I just wanted to be the cute girl. Do you know what I mean?
Oh, I just accepted the fact that I was feral. I'm like, I used to get called Rach, which means witch, because it was just like,
oh,
I remember I went home.
This is like a bullying podcast.
Yeah. was, and I was fine. I was hiding in people's lockers and jumping out on them. I was like encouraging it. I remember going home that night though and telling my dad what my dad I'd done, and my dad was just like, why? Why would you do that?
No, were you always like that? Or at adolescence, did it change?
I didn't reach puberty, it's quite late. So yeah. Then I feel that it was a certain amount of like hormones.
You have to tell us when you started
me.
Your period now. I feel like that's
I was the last one in my year.
I think I was too.
16.
Oh, really?
I was 14. I think they started early in my town.
I might have 15 or 16. Sure. But yeah, I remember like lying about it a lot. Yeah. People were like, do you know what I mean? Like when you were a kid, people just be like, have you started your periods then?
Yeah.
And I'd be like, yeah. I'm bleeding.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, old. God, I am bleeding.
I'm bleeding all the
time. I wanted it so badly. It was like a status symbol because you wanted to be like, I can't go swimming because I'm on my period. Yeah. And then be like, oh my God, she's amazing. Yeah. Like I wanted that excuse to not go swimming.
Well, yeah. I mean, but I couldn't get it. Yeah, but then I
you can't
I
was, will it on.
Well, you can't. Yeah. But then puberty did happen, and I literally grew boobs like in a summer, and then they went and they were huge.
She's got a cracking rack. Actually, all three of us do.
Thank you. What a team we made.
Someone messaged Rosie the other day, being like, "Love your tits, by the way."
Yeah.
Shout out to Ian from Instagram. Is he on?
Yeah.
Shout out to Ian from Instagram. I really like your comedy on the last leg. Also, nice tits.
Someone slid into like my DMs on Twitter the other day. Yeah, it was, and he just was like, "Hola, I speak Spanish, by the way."
You were like, yeah, no, a Portuguese.
Portuguese. So it's just like, well, you just put hola. That doesn't really like get convincing, mate. It really.
Yeah.
And I am sold.
They're listening to my DMs. But what made it weird was he did it at 9 a.m.
Ooh.
Who's getting up, having a shower, commuting to work?
Ian's not employed, Rosie. He's not employed. He may have got up and had a shower, but he's not leaving the house.
He's waking up at 8:45, scrolling on Twitter and thinking, I think I have a sex dream about that.
I better message. It's rude not to.
Anyway. Yeah. Adolescence, periods.
Yeah.
Then what happened?
I mean, I entered sixth form.
Yes.
The greatest years of my life.
Sixth form is.
It's great. Yeah, it's good. Got the freedom of like uni vibes of like you've got less lessons and you can pick your core subjects. So
exactly,
I could stop doing all the things that I was bad at. I say that, I was still bad at things.
People aren't checking up on you anymore, so you can really, like, I only went to drama lessons. Like, that was all I did for A-levels. Like, I just went to those and everything, because our college was so big, you could fill in your own availability online on the website. Yeah. So, like, obviously you can just do that. And all I wanted to do was drama lessons, because I love my drama teacher.
Yeah.
So that's all I wanted to do. And also because it's, like, the only thing I was slightly good at.
Yeah.
So I was like, this, I mean, I don't know if I was good at it, but I enjoyed it a lot.
Yeah.
Like, and I was the same as you. Like, I was very controlling. When I got to like college drama, like as soon as you were putting your group to make your show, I was like, I'll write it, I'll direct it, and I'll be the lead.
You lot can go home.
Exactly.
I got this all under control. Yeah.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-?
So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
We did a beautiful piece, I'll say, about it was comparing the life of Heath Ledger and Amy Winehouse.
Why?
Also, what? In the Welsh language. All right, guys, just when you think it's not good enough, I step it up a notch.
Just looks devastated in the corner right now.
Wait,
so you, what was your stimulus?
Wait, was I dead?
Amy hadn't died at that point. We predicted it. I was a massive Amy Winehouse fan, so I was gutted. I was like, oh my God, I did this. I thought I brought it on.
So you did a play about her dying, but she hadn't died.
No, it wasn't. It wasn't that. Okay, go back. It was actually about the similarities between Heath Ledger and Marilyn Monroe. But then we did a little section where we were like, I tried to go to rehab, but no. Which is like saying that she's the next one because their lives are similar.
Oh my God.
Which is so, horrible and dark.
Amazing. Yeah. Were you Amy?
No, I think.
What?
It was like Brecht or something, so it was all like none of us were anything. I remember I was carrying a fake coffin, which is like...
What the... You're right there, Jack. What was the fake coffin?
It was like us carrying the body. We started off as well, like it was like we started off with the death of Marilyn Monroe and then went back through her life. And then we start with the birth of Heath Ledger so that they switched.
What's the link between Marilyn Monroe and Heath Ledger? Apart from they both died as like public figures.
They had like troubled... teens? I don't know. No, because they both died at similar age. They started too young. They had the pressures of stardom.
This is what I always wonder with like drama projects when you're at school. Like, every single one is the darkest thing. Like, you know that I wrote a monologue about a girl being sexually abused by her dad. And I performed it to my whole class. I was wearing pajamas ripped to the crotch.
Oh my God.
And it was fine. I think all I remember my teacher being was like, oh yeah, let's just do a red light to show anger. Yeah. And I was like, great. This will be great. Like,
we did a group project about bulimia. Where at the end we pretended to throw up on the audience.
What did you bring up? Nothing.
Nothing.
Oh, was that the metaphor?
Love. That you sick love. Yeah. That's what bulimia is good for, guys. Yeah. Love.
As someone who was a 15-year-old bulimic, I think I would have found that absolutely hilarious. Do it. I was so bored of the anorexia still images. I was like, what about the other one?
Why were you allowed to do that?
I don't know. I think you take on really big subjects when you're younger at school in drama. Like, you don't do little fun plays. It's like, let's do Macbeth. And it's like, oh, people losing their minds and killing each other. Brilliant. Let's do that. We'll do it well as 14-year-olds. I love it though.
So good.
Because you wanted to play out those big emotions. You always wanted to die. Oh my God.
Oh yeah.
Being the person that died and got to get carried off in drama class was the ultimate goal. We were chatting about this with Ed the other day, but all you want is to be Eponine in Les Mis and die in someone's arms. That's the dream role.
Oh, I loved it. Is it Megara in Hercules?
I won't say I'm in love. The weak, weak ankles. Oh, what I would do to have weak ankles.
She does have weak ankles. Yeah. Well, she says she does, but actually she's selling his soul to Hades.
Shout out to Megara.
Megara is a babe, though. Also, that is a must.
But her boob is so pointy. If you look at the animation,
it is.
It's more
than Madonna.
So I've forgot a few memories of being really little and going, I like her, and I don't know why. And Meg was one of them.
So you were lusting over Meg. You were lusting over Robin Hood. And I don't know, I thought my brother was cool.
Ayo, no.
I know that's not true.
No, he's not that great. Ted's fun. He's fine. He's just sort of like, do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, he just does his own thing, and I'm like, I'm cool with that, whatever.
Hello, sorry to interrupt us with more, but we wanted to say we're at the Soho Theatre.
The pair of us. It's a dream come true.
We're bringing our show there, so why don't you come and see us live?
So I'd recommend going to see Rosie Jones on the 21st to the 25th of January at 8:45 p.m. I'm going on the Wednesday already with my housemate Emma. We're very excited.
And then exactly the week after.
2 weeks after, I think.
Oh, I've bought it.
You've messed it.
2 weeks after, from Monday the 3rd to Saturday the 8th of February, you can see Helen's show.
It's called Little Miss Baby Angel Thighs.
So Google Soho Theatre. Search our names.
Come see both of us. Bye. I think that's the best way to do it.
Yeah. Do it. Don't choose a favourite. What are you?
We've all know who the favourite is. Let's just leave it there.
Yeah.
Thank you. We'll see you soon.
See you. Bye.
Bye bye.
Were there any romances when you were in the drama group or like?
No, so I'm really bad for like, I've always like lust, my thing is that I lust for people from afar. and if I like you, I get so weird.
Yeah.
I used to really fancy this boy.
Yeah.
And he was like, we were in the local pub, I was about 17.
Yeah.
And we were in the local pub, Rummers, shout out. Rummers. There's like steps going down to it. So it's like you go into the basement sort of thing.
Yeah.
Anyway, I saw him leaving up the steps. I panicked. I was like, no, he's going. And I reached out for him and grabbed his sock.
No.
like, please don't leave. And then he's like, looked down and I just panicked. I went, lovely material. It's so bad. I've got no cool things. But, and like, I think a couple of weeks later.
Lovely material.
Lovely material. And a few weeks later, I actually did snog him. And then proceeded to face plant the door. It's like Gats and Zero, never been cool when it comes to that sort of thing.
But didn't you like when you were like in plays with people be like, I want to show romance?
Yeah.
No, because it would be, I'd write furiously in my diary about them. Like, this could be love. I found my diary from when I was like 15 the other day, and I'd like listed number one is like Ben, number two is Patrick, number three is Rodri, and it's like, I'm not gonna say his name, but there's someone else I put, and I'd put in brackets personality,
say his name, we can bleep it out, say his name.
It was
No, you can't hear.
I put his name down and then put in brackets his personality, as if his looks didn't count.
Oh my god,
so horrible.
That's awful.
But yeah. But then, I mean, I feel like I got it back. I thought I'd get head girl, but I absolutely was not going to get that. I was getting told off left, right and centre. For my school uniform, because I got these tits all of a sudden, and everyone was like, "Why are you dressing like that?" And I was like, "I don't know how to dress them."
Yeah. Well, whatever you wear, you look like people are like, "Oh, you're dressing like we're dressing up," and it's like I just happen to have bigger breasts.
But I
really egged it. We had a white shirt, and I was like, the rule was you couldn't wear coloured bras underneath it, but loads of girls got away with it. But I had got this bright green one from La Senza, and I thought I was the most amazing person.
Yeah.
And I could just see the male teachers being like, "We need to tell her off.
Yeah.
How do we deal with this?" And it's just sort of like I want to wear this.
What?
Like, all I have is big tits. No one is your only currency. Yeah. Like, so
I was a bit of a I remember I used to get, like, every day I was brought into the headmaster's office about my shirt, and they were like, Gwyneth, you know, you're making the male teachers feel uncomfortable.
They actually said that to me, and I was
angry at this point, and I was like, what do you mean? Like, I was like, and then they'd ring my mother, and my mum would just be like, is she in school? And my mum would, and they'd be like, yeah, and she was like, do I care?
I don't care about her breasts as long as she's studying hard.
As long as she's studying hard. But I remember once I was like asked at this, like, female teacher was always at me, and I just asked her once, I was like, do you fancy me or something? Like, so sassy.
Actually.
What did they say?
She looked at me lovingly in the eye.
And then she grabbed your sock. Which Aberystwyth is a real sign of love. Sock grab. I think we've all been sassy to teachers like that at one point. I was once pole dancing around the flagpole at my secondary school, just like as a joke. And the caretaker came up, obviously, and was like, can't do that. I can see you on the cameras. Do not do that. And I was like, oh, you fucking watched me on the cameras. And like made him feel like he was the creep. And I was like, that's the nastiest thing ever.
You and your
like, what was wrong with
you're
me?
Just, you know, on one.
I know. And I was pole dancing like, well. I remember thinking like, it's that age where you're sort of like, I mean, like, I want people to think I'm good at this. So they'll think I've got mysterious past. Like 15. Like, oh my God, what's she been through? And it's like, why is she so good at this? I don't know. I was made to dance like this when I was younger. Like that phase. That thing, it wouldn't have happened if I was put in the school play in year 11. I'm over it. I'm actually moving on with my life. What was your favourite school play you were in?
As I said, I didn't get into the school plays. Like,
you must have gone to one because now you're like a really successful actress.
Yeah. It was the youth theatre. It was Aberystwyth local youth theatre.
Is this the one your dad's in now?
No, dad's in Aberystwyth Showtime Singers. it's a crushing realisation when you think, like, my dad is good through Amdran has had a more varied career than I ever will. He's played.
What does he do?
What doesn't he do? He's like,
shout out to Papa K.
Papa K. They do a lot of Gilbert and Sullivan because it's free. Although they did do a particularly good production of what's it called? The one with Johnny Depp was in it, and it cuts
Sweeney Todd,
where a woman broke a leg on stage. It was the talking top. They've been banned from. Oh, poor bless them. They were not banned. They've just been told nicely that they can't perform at the local arts centre anymore because they make too much of a loss.
So they now the Aberystwyth were Showtime Singers.
The Showtime Singers, which is a shame because they are brilliant, but. But it's great. Like, my dad.
It's not funny, Rosie.
It is. But dad's been doing like Amdram. The thing is, it's weird because you've met my dad.
He was disappointed by your performance the night I met him.
I invited Helen to come and see me do a prize fight and flamenco dance like you do. And you know, they come out and it's like all the other parents are like, darling, you're wonderful.
Oh my God, wonderful. So much of that. Like, the parents are all actors as well. Yeah. Like, at the school that Gwyneth went to, there was a lot of like, they were like famous parents as well. You know what I mean? Like, and then Gwyneth's dad was like, oh my God.
I invited Helen and my dad. And I come out and I was like, oh, hey, dad, what do you think? And dad was like, it's all right if I didn't look at your feet.
In all fairness, Gwyneth is incredibly dyspraxic and it was an absolute mess. She was like two beats behind the whole year doing this dance. And the worst thing is that, you know, when you're younger and you do like school plays or like you're in assemblies or you've got to like do those like sing songs for like Grandparents Day or whatever, they just tell you, just smile.
Yeah.
So Gwyneth looked like a four-year-old who'd been told just to smile through it. The rest of them were doing all these really intense like Spanish sort of like turn and like clap. And Gwyneth was like, oh, boom, boom, boom. It was like so adorable. She lit up the stage.
Thank you.
I actually...
So, is your dad always honest with you?
No.
I thought that was very honest.
My mum, my dad, and my sister are brutally honest. And I remember like when I was at drama school, I had like a really good report and it was the first time in my life I'd had a really good report. So I went home and I was like, Dad, I've got this report. Like, look, isn't it amazing? And Dad just turned to me and just went, all right, cocky. And then, is it mum? I was with my mum for dinner recently.
Yeah.
And you think most of my work is like, a lot of what I've done is comedy.
Yeah.
My mother turned to me the day and told me she doesn't like comedy.
Oh my God.
And I was like, mama, that's what I do. And she was like, yeah. No remorse. No. Absolutely none.
Just held it.
She was like, yeah, I don't like it. I was like, you don't like laughing. Who are you? But yeah, they've been always... Gwawr is brutal, the amount of times things she's told me.
I just think people don't realise when you're like someone who like all they have is being kind of good at like making like shows and stuff like that. As soon as someone says anything slightly critical, you're like, but this is all I have.
Yeah.
this is my whole world.
What can I do?
Yeah.
Nothing.
Yeah. Like it is everything.
Yeah. Hey, people didn't pay me to talk. And... I've been nothing.
I mean, you'd be a very successful TV producer, right? You're great at a lot of things. It's quite frustrating, actually.
It.
Also, you could be a glamour model.
Yeah. I got the tits for it.
Yes.
And the ass.
Oh.
I actually haven't seen your bum.
Yeah. Oh my God, right now my bum is so revolting.
The actual anus?
And then the one cheek.
One cheek?
Because I went out on Sunday night and got a fish bowl for four.
For one.
For
one. Oh, fuck's sake. Your drinking is out of control. Yeah.
And then I went on to gin.
Yes.
And then I fell down the stairs. Didn't feel it. Woke up with a 30 centimetre stair imprint on my bum.
Did you measure it? That's very accurate.
Wait, I want to see it. Can you get your bum out? We'll go to the toilets afterwards. I do want to see that injury.
Yeah.
So do you think your dad's proud of you, though? Because, like, he's in the Amdram world. You were, like, the queen of Amdram in Aberystwyth.
Yeah. I mean, he comes to me for advice now. He asked me the other day. He's like, Quinn... I've got a line on page one and I've got another line on page 10 and I don't know how to know, you know, when do I come in? I was like, well, Dad, what's the line before? And he's like, where's the captain? And I was like, what's your line? He goes, round the corner, mate. And I was like,
round the corner, mate. Wait, what place?
Because it was on a ship.
Oh, like, mate, as in like a shipmate.
Shipmate,
right, I'm with you now.
It wasn't.
I think captains and mates. Like, right, I'm with you, ship terms.
But it was like, and I was like, well, Dad, you're just answering the question, aren't you? And he was like, yeah, I've never thought about it like that.
He respects you a lot.
He's now
then.
Seeing me as the artist I am.
I'm proud of you. Not just the little girl that open mouths kisses her baby sister, but as a woman.
Yes, thank you.
A performer. But what's his proudest moment of you, do you think?
Oh, maybe. I mean, he's quite proud. I met the Queen once. So one of our guys, I was dressed up as a Panero. Is it Panero clown? Is it Panero? You know the ones that in Oh What a Lovely War? It was when I was at drama school.
I have no idea what that clown's called.
It's the ones with black and white and the ruffle around.
Oh, yeah.
We were performing with my drama school to celebrate Richard Attenborough's 90th birthday.
Shout out to Richard. Is he dead now?
Yes.
R.I.P.
R.I.P.
Very dead. Checked on him recently. Still dead.
David, though.
David, alive.
He's absolutely crushing it, isn't he?
He recently did an interview where he was like, I've still want to live. Well, you know, like, he's got a passion for living.
He's just such a great man, isn't he, David?
Oh my God, when he died, the whole country will, like,
go into mourning.
Yeah.
I hope we get a day off.
We will.
I hope so. National bank holiday.
Yeah, just to watch, like, Our Planet and Frozen Planet. But you met the Queen, though.
Yeah, I met the Queen. So I was dressed as a clown, and it was like we had to do a 7-minute performance of a mashup of like music.
Very specific.
It's for a reason, I think. But afterwards, you have to like get in this long line, and like you get ushered into this room. We were in Buckingham Palace.
Yeah.
You just get ushered into this long line, and the Queen comes down, and if you're told that if she turns to you,
she and puts out her hand, you take it and you say, "Ma'am, like jam."
Okay.
And you curtsy or you bow or whatever. And but you only do it if she does actually turn to you.
Yeah. Okay.
Now beforehand, like, you know, bear in mind I'm Welsh, I'm Welsh speaking, I'm quite pro Welsh independence, I'll be honest. I'm not sure how it would work, but I feel like it could be nice. So beforehand I was quite cocky, I was like, "Yeah, I'm not gonna be fine, I don't care, you know, the queen, who is she?
She's not my queen."
She's not my queen. And then it was me and which one either Irish girl, Eva, who was like, "No, I don't like her." But anyway, this the queen starts coming down, and my friends described to me that I just went really stiff and clearly like, and I told you before, like, I panic sometimes and I do weird things.
Yeah.
So the queen's coming down and I started to think, wow, she's actually got quite big boobs. Like, I'm like, don't worry, I didn't grab her. I didn't grab her. I didn't molest the queen.
But you were like, wow.
But, like, but I was like, and I was like, oh god, oh, like, you shouldn't be thinking about the queen like that.
Look at her wab.
So then she starts coming closer and closer and closer, and she, you know, she's a bit older now.
Yeah.
So she turns, like, she just turns towards us as a group.
Yeah.
And I panicked, grabbed her hand, like pulled it towards me, and just went, "Mammy."
Do you think it was a sock?
I don't know, I just was like, I was just grab. "Mammy," and it, like, the head of the head Radha is like stood behind going, "Gwyneth, drop it now and the queen just turns to me and she goes, "I wish all theatre was 7 minutes and then just moved on. Absolute shame. And I went home, I told my dad, and my dad was like, "That's a good story, that went nice one." And I was like, that is the proudest he has ever been of me.
"I wish all theatre was seven minutes
long." She doesn't like it. She does not like it.
Oh my god.
She likes horses and cows and dogs.
And that shit.
At least the dad was proud of you.
Yeah.
Like, it kind of makes it all worthwhile.
Thank you.
Like, I'd be proud of you if I was your daddy.
You know what? If I was your daddy.
And Rosie is everyone's
daddy. I am the daddy.
Yeah.
The daddy.
Yeah, it still turns me on.
I would be so proud, because you know what, I'll say it now, I like comedy. I had no idea what your mum is chatting about. She is chatting shit.
We hate to say it,
yeah,
because she is a lovely woman.
She's a lovely,
she's a really
she's
lovely woman.
She's doing good for the community.
Yeah.
She's got a good old social work.
Doesn't matter, you're doing God's work.
I'm doing God's work here in the comedy.
She's not laughing though, is she?
She's not laughing.
I just spit.
I just died.
The thing is, it's too emotional when Rosie says she's your dad and she's proud of you. It's like, are you freaking kidding me?
I choked up.
Thank Papa, you, Gwyneth, for coming. Papa, can you hear me? I really want to sing a song right now. "Don't cry for me, Argentina. The truth is I never left you. All through my wild days, my mad existence, I kept my promise. Don't keep your distance." This is very rarely happens, but you've actually got a deeper singing voice than me, and I'm over the moon about it. Thank you, Gwyneth, for coming on.
Thank you.
Do you have anything? Do you want to plug? When's your barista? Barista. When's your barista?
My barista gig in about 6 weeks, mate.
Six weeks.
No. That's me. Defending the Guilty comes out in the autumn.
On BBC Two. Whoa. I know that. Yeah. It's a two. It's very good. I watched the pilot. Yeah. It's very funny.
And then, yeah. That's. I mean, I don't need to plug in. Internet. I don't know.
And she's going
to
be in The Crown. Hopefully.
Blink and then you miss me. But nothing else needs plug in.
Yeah.
Just follow her on Instagram and Twitter.
Yeah.
Thank you.
We'll find update it that often. But,
no,
you
but
know.
You will when we go
I do
on.
Put yes. a lot of pictures of Paul Keyworth up on there.
If you want to
if you want to see his Amdram career, you can find it on my Instagram.
Actually, forget everything else. Just go support the Aberystwyth Showtime Singers and make a difference. Thank you so much.
Thank you,
Gwyneth.
You have one new voice message. New voice messages.
Darren, have we?
Darren.
Darren.
Devon, how are you?
Darren, it's Helen Bauer here. I'm calling with Rosie Jones, and we have a little request for you. We'd like you to come on our podcast, Daddy
now.
Look At Me. Daddy not being your daddy, Daddy being Rosie, obviously.
I'm Daddy.
She's always Daddy. She's all of our daddies.
What a week out. It's a brain. It's a thing.
She was around a lot in the early years, around all of our mums. We don't want to go into it because the police investigation is still open. It's all fine. But if you could just come and talk to Daddy and I about some of the things you went through in your childhood, we'd absolutely bloody love it. So just give us a call back, send us a text, send us a WhatsApp, send us an email, message us on Instagram,
Snapchat.
DM us on Twitter. Oh, do you Snapchat? You don't Snapchat.
I used to.
We're both going to get Snapchat updated. Yeah. If you could Snapchat us, that would be amazing as well. But like, just find a way to contact us. It's so easy in this day and age.
Telegram.
Rosie insists upon a telegram, and now I want a fax. Actually, Darren, just contact us on everything so we feel special.
Okay. Bye-bye, Darren. Bye-bye.
That's Daddy saying bye. Bye, Darren. Bye.
Bye. Deleted.
When everyone's on the same page, getting things done at work is easy. Make a bigger impact at work with Grammarly. Grammarly is your secure AI writing partner that allows your team to make their point and move faster. You can even save time by going from spending hours editing drafts to just seconds. Join the 96% of Grammarly users that say it helps them craft more impactful writing. Sign up and download Grammarly for free at grammarly.com/podcast. That's grammarly.com/podcast. Easier said. Done.